Hey Mama, I'm Jodie.
And I'm Chantel, and we're excited to bring to you our really new podcast series for all the mamas out there. Hey Mama, wake up.
So where this podcast actually came up from was an awesome night, really, yeah. Over wine and cheese, and we're just talking about, you know, how much it takes out of us to raise children. And that saying, it takes a village to raise a child, right? Well, Chantel has 5 kids.
Oh, way too many.
And I have 3. So we were like, oh my goodness, we need
like a lot of villages.
Like 100 yeah, villages. And so that's where the idea of this podcast came into being. And, you know, when life does a complete 180 flip on you and you don't know what to do, and I know a lot of mamas out there would hopefully be like me, hopefully not, but resonate with me.
Yeah.
And when I don't know what to do, I get completely stressed out.
You're completely frazzled. I'm 100%.
You can agree with that, right?
Yes, I've seen that.
So, you know, and we've got this beautiful friendship now where we are each other's little village.
Yeah.
And we can turn to each other when life gets hard.
And we've got our own village like outside as well with a lot of friends that are a part of our village.
But before, you know, I kind of stumbled into your village.
Yeah. I invited you into my village.
I was like, open up that TP, I'm coming in. Well, you know, I didn't have that village around me, and going from now having that support to where I was before not having that support.
I just said, I think it's really helped affect your life positively, all those choices you couldn't make because you were fearful of losing a support that you now know wasn't really a support with
that's right. And you know, I'm going to go deep into that story
with your ex-partner. Yeah, exactly.
In one of the episodes, but not having someone have my back was huge, and now having that life, yeah, sure, we have ups and downs still, but life feels so much more bearable and easy.
Yeah, well, when you get to turn to something that's not toxic to try and, you know, help you out of something, you actually get the benefit of it. So I think that's great that you're doing that.
Totally. So I'm super excited.
Jodie and our situation is pretty much like, you know, most of our friends that we know, and just in women in general, a lot of them anyway, we just had to like say to each other, hey, I love you, but wake up. And that was the whole pretense of the title, I'd say, for our podcast, is not in a way of saying you're not doing enough or you're not being enough, but it's like, what are you allowing? You know, what are your boundaries? What are you putting up with? And, you know, all the hurt people are giving you, or partners or family. And you just need to realize, you know, that self-healing and self-love comes from realizing what matters the most, and that it's okay to nurture yourself first, mentally, physically, emotionally.
And because, I mean, at the end of the day, that's what our beautiful kids are seeing, right?
Yeah.
What we'll actually put up with.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, once we do that, what can we be the best of, so our little people around can see us trying to be the best we can be. So I think, you know, this particular episode, we'll be going into it in a bit more detail within the first episode about how this is going to benefit our community of mamas that we are going to be setting up. We're going to be creating a forum for all women just to come together and, you know, have a village to help raise your children, whether it's mentally, emotionally, financially. We just want to provide as much help as we can.
And resources.
And
so when you are actually in the thick of the mud,
yeah,
that you've got somewhere to actually go.
Yeah, well, I think, like you said, we really want to actually make a change and be beneficial. We don't want to be just a page or a podcast where we're just talking but not really doing, which, you know, there's so many pages on Facebook, so many, you know, just with really good memes, really good good intentions of...
Don't get me wrong, I'm going to be posting some memes.
Oh, no, I know. But it won't be just that. Like, we really do want to help. We want to be active when we're with our community. And if you can't get a fridge because you got no money, you know, we want to partner with communities.
Yeah, your community.
And help you get those things as well. Like, it's just a hub for women and mamas in general to come and talk. Because really, I mean, who has the time? I have five children, and when they say come to an appointment at 9:30 in the morning, I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, I've got drop-offs, I've got preschool, I've actually got to get out of bed.
The baby needs a bottle.
And I'm like, do they really need to go to school? Do we really need to go? Like, can we do this another time? So,
and I think too, really, where the base of it is we are people first. We are Chantel. We are Jodie.
Yeah.
Before we are a mum.
Yes.
And to nurture that person first.
Yeah.
So we can be the best.
And I can possible. Be completely honest. I don't, you know, I do not nurture myself as much as I should. I mean, you have seen me with my matted hair.
Yes, I have said, Mama, wash that hair.
Yeah. You know, but you just get into these ruts where, you know, you just feel like, okay, just get the children done. They've got the nice clothes. They've got the nice shoes. They've got the good food. They've got the holidays. They've got the toys. But and what I do think I have?
It doesn't come natural to us as mamas.
No.
Because our role is to be that nurturer.
Yeah.
But what we forget is we need to be able to nurture ourselves first so we can be the best nurturer.
Yeah, 100%. I'm still wearing maternity clothes from my third child, and he's five.
But you've got a baby.
I have an 11-month-old, but really that's no excuse. Kmart is pretty cheap.
That's okay. So, but we are getting there, and this is, you know, it's a journey. And we're excited to be a part of your journey as well.
Yeah, exactly. We just want to build this community, and, you know, we're just excited and honoured to have a growing village along for the ride, and hopefully we can make a difference in, you know, not only our lives but especially whoever's listening.
In your life.
In your life. That's it.
I was talking about them.
Oh, okay.
For your life too.
Well, what about me?
So we will see you in episode 1.
Cool.